Jesse Shabbat.
Bat, 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 bat.
Was it? Oh, Fessy? Oh my, really?
Really?
Fessy!
If you know, you know.
We love to interrupt, spreading the game show love every week on 5and1.net.
Carmen Sandiego steals the National Geography Bee will not be heard of this time, because we don't have the loot. But we will hear from these people who have the warrant to do something criminal.
Gordon Pepper, and we were actually warranted to do this show, if you get what I just did.
Yes. Yeah, I did. So, we didn't have the loot. We do have the warrants. The only thing we're missing is the crook. Yeah.
Well, if you look at some of the gameplay this week, some of the actions of some of the contestants were downright criminal.
I was just about to
say. They were. Yes, and someone finds an idol and uses an idol within the same episode. Did it mean anything? We have Wheel of Champions on Jeopardy and Heads on Sticks.
Yep, we all love the Heads on Sticks. It's nice, it's clean, it's easy, and it's good, clean fun. But more on that later, because from somewhere in America, WLTI is on. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 511 of the World's Strongest Game Show Podcast here at 5and1. This is We Love to Interrupt, the most popular game show podcast of news and reviews around the internet here. My name is Jason Block. I am your strength and conditioning coach, all-around good guy. And I am here with my brothers from another mother, Chico Alexander and Gordon Pepper. Gentlemen, how are you?
I am doing well. Hope you all are.
Yes, and what we are starting with this week is called what is the opening round, where we talk about six subjects we think about game shows that are important this week, such as this. Let's go to the island, shall we? Now, this week, everyone, we're going on a boat. We're going on a boat because what is it time for, Chico?
It's time for merging. But is it really? Yeah, it is really.
Not just yet.
We're all just going on a boat to convene on a particular island. But as was the case for the last few seasons, not only are we all coming together, but you have to earn your way to the merged tribe. The good news is everybody who is on that island right now is in it until the end of the game. That's the good news.
That's right. That's Kelly's Beach. They've all made it to the merge. However, a second boat shows up with a chest.
A chest?
A chest. There was a note that basically said that there were keys hidden around the island, and one key opens the chest that has the advantage. You have to go in there, take one key at a time, try and open the chest. If you do it, great, you get the advantage. If you don't, you gotta go back into the jungle to find the key.
So this this is basically the Great Escape from Let's Make a Deal, only it's in a jungle and you're not playing for a car, you're playing for an advantage. An advantage, by the way. An advantage, by the way, that Sage ends up winning. More on that later.
Right. So we get to the reward challenge, and this is, again, something, Gordon, we've seen before in many reward challenges, right around the merge, actually. So tribes dug a massive boulder out of the ground and rolled it over obstacles. So one received a machete. One team used it to chop the rope to progress to the end, where they would climb the boulder up to solve a word puzzle. First team won the merge feast and the right to compete for individual immunity. And by the way, Jeff, ironically enough, said the puzzle solution while the puzzle solution was being done.
What is the puzzle solution?
That's how you do it on Survivor! Oh, and by the way, Sage Advantage, she doesn't have to do this. She automatically goes to the immunity challenge and gets to eat, which is good.
So we have the winners. Nate, Rizzo, Steven, and both Sophies, both with and without the eat. So they go on to the merge feast, and then they go to the immunity challenge, which has them holding a pole with a ball
on top. Again, this is another Survivor classic, by the way.
Yep, you hold a pole with the ball on top, balancing on a beam. Regular intervals, you'd have to move to narrower sections of the beam, moving your hands further down the pole. If you fell off, or if your ball dropped, you were out. Please.
Unless your hands went too far down the pole and the director said cut.
Please, save your letters until the end.
Right.
The last person standing wins immunity.
Because you don't want to go too far down the pole to have your ball slip. Anyway.
Welcome to Survivor After Dark.
Dark, yeah.
Yeah, Jason Elliott, please don't sue us. Thank you. Anyway.
So Sophie wins immunity. Now, what happened was is that MC, her tribe, finally lost the challenge so she could retrieve the idol with the beware advantage. Oh, by the way, Savannah was trying to stop her, but it didn't happen. So she barely got the ring of keys. So eventually MC got the idol, right?
Right.
Right.
So, Juwan and Sage Joel joined Old Heener and they wanted to target Nate, Rizzo, or Savannah. Uli targeted Steven. Now, here's the interesting question, Gordon. I'll ask you this. Nate was sent to the jury 6-4 over Steven, but MC played her idol and nothing happened. I know we all say it was the wrong move, but do you think it was at the time?
Chico, you know exactly what I want you to play, so go play it.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
It was... There's no reason why MC would even think that she would be in danger at this point.
MC was never targeted for anything. And if she was targeted, we as viewers would know this because... they would show it. But as it was, Nate, Rizzo, Savannah, obviously, they were the three targets. MC, and, you know, chalk this up to, I guess, her being the odd one out, or one of the odd ones out, wasn't privy to all of this information. So, maybe, and you know what they say, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get you.
Well, that's true on that, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean that they're out to get you. But at the same time, if it was 6-4, then she obviously was not part of the six. So maybe she should be a little paranoid, but she wouldn't be a threat even at this point in the game anyway. There's bigger fish to fry. I don't think Nate is the right decision to make here either, for that matter. Nate, you could have gotten rid of. Who should you have gotten rid of, Jay?
I'm thinking, well, I don't, honestly, I don't know. I'm just saying this because I don't see any, like, major threats right now. Or do you, and I'm missing something.
Well, if you're in the majority alliance of six, you need to get rid of the person, regardless of whether or not you can think that they can win the game. You're still too early on that. You need to get rid of the person that you think can win immunity challenges and wipe out any good strategy that you may have.
And it just so happens that the Uli Alliance was doing just that, targeting Steven. All four of them voted for Steven. That was not enough to turn the tide, though.
Yeah, the four were fine. They needed one more person to jump. They didn't get it. So therefore, between the other three, it would be Rizgod that you want to get rid of.
But you wouldn't have gotten rid of a Rizgod because he might have played the idol.
But do you see, he didn't play the idol.
That's right, he did not, even though he said he was going to.
That's right.
Yes, but he didn't, because it doesn't matter if you say it is. Besides, what you should really do at that point is flush the idol out of the game. So what you do in this case is you have the four there. I mean, obviously at this point you have to have the six versus the four. So you can't split the vote and go 3-3 yet, because then you'll be overshadowed by the four. So you gotta go six in this case. So I guess Nate was the easier one, but that's still not what I would have gone for. I would have thrown a couple of votes at Rizgod's way.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that there are... I'm just trying to see who has idols and who doesn't. Right, well, we know Riz has one.
We know Riz still has his.
We know Riz has his, and we know MC no longer has hers.
So Riz still has
and
his.
And someone else has the knowledge is power advantage as well.
Correct. That has not been played yet.
Yeah.
Nope. But we will. So right now,
that
just
is,
asking.
By the way, that is Sophie. That is Sophie without right. the E, with knowledge is power.
Right.
So or in this case, Sophie.
Sophie, yes.
Yeah, Sophie. So before we move on, because we do have to, who's in trouble right now? Is Steven in trouble?
Steven's not in trouble because he's part of the Majority Alliance. So as you said, there are three potential targets that they would have had. So repeat who they were again?
Those were Steven. Oh, sorry. Those were Nate, Rizzo, and Savannah. By the way, Savannah going to be in a competition with Sage to see who will be the meanest of the mean girls next week.
I think Savannah, if she doesn't win immunity, will be the meanest of the con girls.
Hmm. But speaking
because
of
I think she shall be gone, because they already know Rizzo's got an idol. So in this case, you're targeting the person that you know doesn't have one.
Well, speaking of Gone Girls, Natalie and Stephanie, they're stuck in Romania.
Okay, so you remember last week that barring something drastic that will turn the race on its head, that the order will be the order? Well, something drastic happened.
Well, something did. Something, well, tell us about it.
All right, so we go to Romania, where we depart from Split to Bucharest, Romania. You have to book your flight at Smokvinia Travel in Split. And once there, teams have to find their next clue at TNT Brothers Skydiving. Now, this is one of those moments where hours of operation determines your fate ultimately. So, there you go. Once they get to Romania and to Cinceni Airfield, they land at a roadblock where one team member has to perform the highest tandem skydive in Amazing Race history from a height of, are you ready for this, 13,000 feet before receiving your next
clue. Wow. Okay.
That would be a no from me.
Now, in this particular case, also, Joseph had to do it because Adam was not medically cleared. I don't know what his injury was.
Well, in any case, they get through it, and then they go to a nearby sheep farm. They have to travel on foot to a nearby sheep farm and corral live sheep marked with blue paint into a pen to receive their next clue. Then they have to drive to Debarcadere Levadia, where they had to assemble a pontoon boat and paddle out to the next clue in the Nelyov River Delta. That led to Drum Genetian 411 Farm, or the Mask Making House in Kamana, because obviously it's a detour. Brick Builder or Mask Maker in Brick Builder. You have to make 10 bricks called Chibichi out of clay, straw, water, and
manure. Yeah, pretty much.
In Mask Maker, you have to make 2 winter masks normally used to ward off evil spirits to receive your next clue. Once you're done with that, you proceed to the pit stop, Cuddle Park. Last team to check in will be eliminated. So,
I would have absolutely have gone for the masks, by the way.
Gee,
because if you get it done right, that's far and away the quicker challenge.
Okay. Yeah,
it is the quicker challenge, and also the less physically tasking, I want to say.
Right. I'm not exactly artistic, but I think I could have done it. So, for the 4th leg in a row, I believe it is. Yes.
Yes.
4th leg in a row, Tucker and Eric win, and I believe they get $5,000 each.
Yes, $5,000 each for the winners of that leg of the race. While, like you said, Natalie and Stephanie encountered a train wreck in their train wreck. And ultimately...
What, they was actually delayed by a train?
No, their alliance, they were kind of sort of fighting to catch up and couldn't do it.
So they have been eliminated. We are down to the final 6. And next week, I believe we will be in... We will stay in Romania next week.
Yes, we will.
Now, we go from Romania to Culver City.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy!
All right, so we've been spinning the Wheel of Champions all week, and we've landed on a PhD candidate from New Brunswick, New Jersey. That's about your area there, G. Allegra Cooney, who won $26,600 yesterday and is playing Molly Murray from Middletown, Connecticut, and Alan Pike from New York City. That's about your direction, Jay. Nobody from North Carolina this week. Sorry.
What about Duke?
No. All right, going into... Do you need a hug, G?
I need a hug.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Allegra finished in the lead with 25,400. Molly was next with 19,200. Alan plays Spoiler with 4,400. Molly and Allegra pretty much have to bet against each other in order to stand a chance, while Alan can just stay there and do nothing and, you know, spoil the game. But only if the two ladies...
I'll give you a spoiler hint. Alec, if the other two contestants are smart, Alec cannot do anything. Except watch and enjoy his third place $1,000 consolation.
$2,000 now. They bumped it up to $2,000.
Ooh.
Right. $2,000 for third, $3,000 for second. But the category, Chico, I was screaming at the TV! Oh, God! Fun and games! The clue!
A 2022 article titled This at 50, the video game that changed the world, also said it may be the most boring game of all time. Jason!
Okay. Yes!
You love video games.
I do.
You were also around when this game dropped.
I was 4 years old, but I know of the game because when I was, you know, in the 80s, they had them in the arcades, ironically enough. It was Pong. Or what is Pong?
Gordon?
What is Leisure Suit Larry Stares at Gals Panic?
Oh, wow.
And if you know, you know.
You know. You know.
I understood that reference.
I don't know.
Well, you may have understood Leisure Suit Larry. I got to play Gals Panic in college, at my wonderful college of the College of New Jersey, and they set the X rating on.
Brain
oh boy!
If you don't know what I'm talking about, there's more than enough video references on any social media to understand. And yeah.
Now, just before we go into this, do you remember? And again, this is sort of a game show reference here. Do you remember when Let's Make a Deal offered Pong as a prize, and it was like $399 or something like that?
I do remember that, actually.
It was from the Sears catalog, and they showed it, and it was the biggest thing ever. But yes, it is Pong. The crazy thing is that it didn't matter. Alec did have it right. Molly did. So did Allegra. She's got 38,401 and 65,001 going into tomorrow's show.
So for the first time in a week, we have a repeating champion.
Yay! Indeed. That's good.
I said big things coming in her future.
Okay, so a little bit, very quickly, 30 seconds of the floor. Okay?
You knew I was going to play.
So, yes, I did. So, Mark beats Liliana in Tablescapes, loses to Elizabeth in the stolen category of Harry Potter. Elizabeth loses to Kelsey on Holiday Foods, beats Christina in Monopoly, loses to Luke. Kelsey loses to Luke on On-Screen Judges. Charlie loses to Luke in Sense, and Jonathan beats Charlie in Junk Food and Bob in Combat Films to have 43 spaces.
And $20,000 for having the most real estate on the floor at the end of this episode.
And Delaware, South Dakota, Michigan, bye-bye. See ya.
Is North Carolina still there?
I believe they are.
Yeah, they are.
They are. Yep.
I was just saying that to Chico, who is a UNC alum, can feel better about himself.
Yeah. But I can't feel better about people on Dancing with the Stars because one of my favorites just got eliminated. Aww.
That would be the awesome Danielle Fishel, who I actually had the pleasure of meeting once, and Pasha, who lost in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame week. Oh, and by the way, did you know that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony is going to be on Disney Plus this week?
Oh, are you kidding me? I did not know that. Hey, AJ, did you know it was going to be on this weekend on Disney Plus?
Ooh. Oh, what? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony?
Yes. It's going to be live on Disney Plus.
Oh, that's right. Okay, by the way, for those who don't understand it, this is the sarcasm of the corporate synergy. Just saying. Because there is one.
Yeah.
A lot.
And there is.
Yes, and the other sarcasm of the corporate synergy is that Jason Block won $125,000 on another show from ABC called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and then left after the $250,000 question, which was, who was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Which, by the way, was the first question on a Quiztopia show last week. By the way, more on another quiz app coming back later. But yes, this is Rock and Roll Weave. And also, in a little bit of spoiler,
we call this foreshadowing.
Yes. Next week, on the 20th birthday edition, someone's coming back as a judge point, which we'll get to.
Flavor Flav's coming back after the after this week. No, I'm kidding.
No,
he's not.
No, he's not. Okay. But finally, we wanted to sort of come back to something because last Friday was Halloween, and we sort of missed the actual real episodes of Halloween on Price is Right and Let's Make a Deal. Chico, you have that, right?
I do have it. We're going to start with Price is Right, which is the Price is Fright, the annual Halloween spectacular, as they're doing the creepy carnival, the haunted circus, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First of all, we have Elias Hightower playing for a Subaru Crosstrek from Cover Up. That's a win. Then we have Shane Twombly playing for a trip to Bermuda in Double Prices. Not a win. Sorry. Chase Stiebold playing for a home gym and digital subscription in Bullseye with the one time.
Got it on the one time, right.
Yep. And speaking of the one time, Gabby is looking for either Bluetooth speakers or a Chevy Trailblazer. She wins the car. Lisa.
$27,439, by the way, on any number.
Yep. And next up, in Punch a Punch, Lisa is hoping for $25,000. I think $5,000 is a good little consolation there. And finally, Harry Hartley wants to parlay a 4K TV with Blu-ray into a trip to Oaxaca, Mexico at the end of Squeeze Play. The display.
And that also included the Dia de los Muertos experience, too.
Yep. Display, 84123. He takes out the one. And Gabby ends up spinning out $11,000 on the big wheel. So good for her. Now we go to our creepy showcases, of which Gabby is your top winner. First of all, we have a Papa Shot basketball, a Polycade, and an arcade video pinball machine, a trip to Rio de Janeiro, and a Hyundai Kona SE. Jason, you are the top winner. Are you bidding or are you passing?
I'm passing. I'm looking at the numbers, so I'm not going to say anything, but I would have passed that.
Gordon.
Although I do... Okay, go ahead.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
No, I'm just going to say I enjoy... The Polycade arcade machine is something I would get from my rec room and hang that on the wall. It's really cool. For those who don't know what that is a video game emulator with about 1,000 games on it, right?
Pretty much something like that. It's basically an MAME machine that you hang on your wall, which is awesome.
It's very cool.
Gordon, you've been passed. What am I bidding?
$35,069.
All right. Jay, you get Spooky Fright Nights in New Orleans, Scotland, and it's haunted, and Singapore.
Okay, well, again, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm not going to bid. I'm not going to cheat.
Okay. Well, okay, so Shane bid on the first showcase. $31,222. The actual price is $43,282. He was off by
We're off about eight grand.
Gordon was off about $8,000. Shane's off by about $12,000. Gabby, on the other hand, bids $32,500. Her showcase, $38,340. A difference of $5,840. She wins a total of $79,668. So congratulations, Gabby. That, by the way, also includes $11,000 cash money.
That include two cars, right, I believe?
No, just the one car. She didn't have the car showcase. That was Shane's.
No. Yeah, one car, three trips. Right, exactly.
Right.
That's right.
There you go.
One car, three trips, 11 grand.
That's
not right. So scary.
Not so scary.
What happened on Let's Make a Deal?
On Let's Make a Deal, well, we start with Ashley, who ends up with a new kitchen and candy because it is Halloween, while Patrick, who is in the same deal, wins Smashing Pumpkins. Kicker is, Jonathan was wearing a costume. There was something in the costume. It was a trip to Cancun worth $9,783. Ashley trades her prize, her kitchen and candy, in for a shot at $20,720, the big deal of the day. She goes for door number two. Behind door number one, a gas grill and propane heater and cornhole worth $4,143. Behind her door, an iMac, an iPad, and an iPhone worth $6,195. Not a bad trade. But the big one was four nights in Salem, Massachusetts, including a witch tour, and five nights in London, including a haunted castle tour. That was your big deal worth $20,720. All in all,
it was pretty good. And what I also liked was the fact of how they executed the theme this year. Both shows, really.
Oh, yeah. I think the Price is Right show this year, perhaps one of the best Halloween specials they've ever done.
Okay, that's cool. So we are at the end of the opening round, and we're going to take a little commercial break. In Act Two, we're going to do Brain Vision News, which is all the news you didn't, you know, all the news that you thought you didn't need to know. And then in Act Three, we're going to do role play. So, Chico, take us there.
Jason, the line is all the news you didn't even know you needed to know.
That's why you do it instead of me. That's
and
why.
Yet you did it anyway.
Because I'm trying to be Basil Exposition here.
Children.
We're having fun, Daddy. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Okay. Gordon Pepper and Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander. Stick and stay with 5-on-1. You're home for We Love to Interrupt. Do you give us 22 minutes?
And we'll give you 22 songs or albums by the answer to that millionaire question of who is the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Jason, the answer, please.
Oh, God. R-E-S-P-E. You make me feel like a natural woman. Respect. Who's zooming who?
I never make you feel like a natural woman, but it is Aretha Franklin.
Which nowadays, by the way, is Trivia 101.
Yes.
I knew you were waiting for me, doing the George Michael. That is true. $250,000 worth of that.
Yes.
I knew you were waiting for me, by the way. Duet between her and George Michael.
I love that song.
Yes. Who's it? Oh, our sisters are doing that for themselves with Annie Lennox?
Yes, I was with the Eurythmics.
Yes. Well, yes. And Aretha Franklin. But you know what? We need a commercial. Let's take a break. We'll be right back here on We Love to Interrupt on 5-on-1.
One in four of us will be affected by mental illness at some point in our lives. Yet nearly two-thirds of us will never seek help, especially men. We pride ourselves on courage and our ability to never show weakness. But mental health touches us all. We are athletes, actors, and musicians. We are friends, husbands, and fathers. It's one of us. It's one of you. It's time for men to talk about mental health. Help starts with the conversation. End the stigma. To learn more about our stories, visit bringchangethemind.org.
We interrupt.
Vision is presented by The Floor / Is Lava. It's the game you know and love, mixing it up with the game you watched in the background during the pandemic. Winners stay on and play on for all that sweet, sweet money. Losers fall in lava. I mean, it's that simple. Both Rob Lowe and Rutledge Wood host. That is The Floor / Is Lava.
That's cute. I like it.
It's. I do too. But Gordon, you have a cue that we need to send us into Brain Vision News. Would you give it to us, please?
Roll that beautiful green footage.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris, as always. You can follow Doug Morris on all social media at Doug Morris Games, at Rock 104 Rock Tracks, and at Tracks Productions. And you can listen to Doug Morris every Sunday as he hosts Rock Tracks with Doug Morris from high atop his palatial Pine Belt estate. That is Rock Tracks with Doug Morris on Rock 104 WXRR FM Hattiesburg 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the nose.
Hello?
Multiverse
on rock104fm.com, the Odyssey app, and the WXRR Rock 104 apps.
Now, in our first segment, we go to the what we call the business end. And what we do is we have a bat rack shaped with different things to sort of set up what we're going to talk about in the business. And then, okay, look, who did not pack the bat rack this week?
I did pack the bat rack. There's one bat on it. It says, I'm with stupid.
Really?
It's business.
Really?
It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business.
All right. So, Fox is teaming up with the BBC to look for the nation's dumbest. Before we get letters, it is the name of a game show from Scandinavia. It's being sold around the world by BBC Studios, and Fox is buying into it. Created by Norway's Montrose Film and Fjernsyn for TV2, the series is the first television show where the loser is the winner. Celebrities fight it out to be eliminated from the competition as quickly as possible to avoid being crowned the nation's dumbest. From influencers to wrestlers, comedians to politicians, the contestants are put to the test in a series of physical and mental rounds about all the things you really should know. So it's a little bit like the mental version of 99 to Beat, except no Sandra Diaz Twine and no Power Ranger.
And more importantly, this is a game where you want to lose. You don't want to stay on the show. The objective is to get off the show. Because if you stay on till the end, you will be considered the dumbest person in America on the show. I absolutely love this format. I can't wait to see this. This is going to be fun.
I want to see the execution of this. I really do.
I agree completely, but I can't wait to see it. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
I think this could be a lot of fun, too.
Can I also insert a little bit of a mini casting couch here?
Yes.
If you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, we all know that if you go to PriceIsRightLive.com and WheelOfFortuneLive.com, you could check when your favorite game shows are coming to your town. We always talk about that. But in this particular case, the casting couch is the 1% Club. They are looking for contestants that I believe it's taping in Atlanta again. This time
yes,
around.
It is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also, if you have a team of three, Pop Culture Jeopardy is looking for contestants. Go to Jeopardy.com to find out if you, and I believe they're still accepting tests for teams. So if you think you can beat last year's team, go ahead. We don't have a tape date yet, but they are looking for teams there. So I believe
and you can't ask me because I can't play.
And yes, I'm the only one who probably can. But now, next segment is what we call the date book. This is the next 7 days of shows per our recording, and Gordon usually sends me either an email, a book, or in this case, a long text, which is kind of sweet. Tomorrow, as we record this on a Thursday, we're recording it on Friday, is the season finale of The Great British Baking Show on Netflix, my sister Elizabeth's favorite show. Saturday is the season finale of Have I Got News For You, which, by the way, has slowly turned into watchable TV. It really has stuff there. Sunday is Sweet Empire Winter Wars on the Food Network, and I believe also probably Max, too, I'm guessing, Chico. Is that correct?
As is the case for all Food Network shows, it streams next day on HBO Max, yes.
Okay, and then, of course, the Trivia Crack live show. More on that in about a second on the Trivia Crack app. Next Monday is the Bet MGM week starting on Family Feud. A docu-series, Caroline Flack, Search for the Truth. That is the documentary, I believe, on the former Countdown host. Is that right, I believe?
No, it's not the former Countdown host. It's the former host of Love Island.
Love Island, that's right, yes. Okay. Celebrity Name That Tune. Emily Osment and Nia Vardalos, and Celebrity Weakest Link, the Fox Special Forces cast. Tuesday is Beat Bobby Flay Holiday Throwdown, and Wednesday, The Golden Bachelor, is the season finale of Season 2. Now, speaking of Trivia Track, let's go to the next section. At Apto. Now, in Dead App, though, we talk about stuff that is basically online, computerized, and things like that. Now, for those who don't remember, oh, about what, 4 years ago, we had lots and lots of trivia apps, and they all, unfortunately, went by the wayside. One that is doing something right now is called Portal 1, but, Gordon, you pointed this out to us. We have a new one coming out this Sunday from an old friend of ours.
It's an old friend of ours because Trivia Crack used to have something in the Trivia HQ vein. Whole bunch of people sign up. $500 was awarded to the winner if you were the only person that was still left in the game. Hi there. I was one of those people once upon a time. Wee, go me. However, if there's more than one person, everybody that was left after a certain number of questions got to split $500. So what it looks like in this case is the exact same thing, except only 1,000 people get to go in the first 1,000. So if you win, you're guaranteed at least 50 cents, and maybe more, depending on how good your artificial intelligence bot is. Because we know over half the audience will be AI.
Sadly true.
Yeah.
Sadly true. But you know what? Giving a try on this trivia app is always a smart idea.
It is a smart idea.
Yes, it is. Especially for the AI bots, yes.
Oh, boy. Meanwhile, for any dumb idea, all you have to do is go to Huda from Love Island.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay, so Huda Mustafa, we talked about her before, and she was brought up in a little bit of controversy because she laughed at a use of the hard R N-word.
Right. What happened was is that on October 26th, this is from red94.net and other places, she live streamed with her boyfriend, Lewis Russell, and a caller used the hard R racial slur against Olandria Carthen, who is African American. They briefly laughed at it, and then Huda Beauty dropped the partnership, citing lack of seriousness. And then Gymshark also ended its agreement with Huda based on that use of the words. Okay.
That's new. I just had Huda Beauty, but Gymshark? When did that happen?
Yep.
Wow.
Exactly.
I have the statement here from Huda Beauty.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Okay. We are truly disappointed by Huda Mustafa's recent live, and we take all form of racism very seriously. While we don't believe her actions reflect her character, we found them deeply upsetting. We know that many members of our community and team were hurt and offended by these actions.
And,
as a result, we have decided to end our partnership and remove any related content from our social platforms and in-store displays. Accountability is incredibly important in moments like this, and we hope that meaningful change can come from it. Have we heard from Huda since all of this, or no?
No, I don't think we have. We had the media apology from last week, but not anything since. Okay, Huda, even in 2025... You can't do that. No good. No bueno.
NG, no good.
NG, no good. No bueno. NB. Just, you can't do that because Gordon, what do we always say about the internet? The internet is forever.
The internet never forgets.
Nope.
The internet never forgets. And believe me, there are a lot of people who are chronically online who will make sure you never forget.
Well,
and then they throw this up because I'm thirsty. It's time for some haterade.
Speaking of Gordon, chronically online,
Gordon, you pointed this one out too. This is interesting.
Well, there's a number, and I mean a number of people and groups that could easily be part of this haterade. And unfortunately, it has to do with current events right now, which is, you may have had a job, but you don't know.
Yeah, according to CNBC, YouTube is offering voluntary buyouts with severance for U.S.-based employees as it restructures its product organizations to focus more on artificial intelligence. The move comes as Google CEO Sundar Pichai pushes employees to boost productivity by using AI across the company. A spokesperson said in a statement to CNBC, looking to the future, the next frontier for YouTube is AI. This always ends well, doesn't it?
Said nobody.
Said no one ever. By the way, YouTube, for its part, says that no roles are being eliminated as part of the change. Yeah.
This really scares me. Okay.
By the way, we consider this moo poo in terms of the Amazon. Because I do.
What do you mean by moo poo? What's moo poo specifically?
Well, it is a nicer way of saying the excrement that comes out of a bullpoint like being usually illegal.
Whoa. What? Is.
We know what it is, but I'm just saying what specifically from that article was moo-poo.
The fact that they're saying it has absolutely nothing to do with AI.
Oh, okay. Of course, yes. Because this is what scares me. Is because because we're getting closer and closer to Skynet every day, and I'm not trying to be a crazy conspiracy theorist on this. But you have more and more AI developing stuff in stuff. You really need the human element, and I hope that the human element is still around, because if you have AI and non-human stuff, it's not going to be a good idea. Totally, 100%.
Well, I'll say two things very quickly, then we got to move on. First one here is that one of the biggest quote-unquote trends on YouTube is the pets are there when somebody is cutting a cake that looks like their pet. Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
That's completely AI. Like, yes. None of that is real.
Right.
And the same thing with adult animals bringing in their baby animals and dropping them in a car. That's all AI. And you can see the Sora trademark and licensing on there, which is an AI company that creates this. And a lot of people think that that's real. So that is an issue. So that's number one. Number two, and if you think about this, the only thing that you really can't AI up is a game show, because you're giving away prizes to real humans, at least for now, until you're not.
Right.
It's true. Yeah.
It's true.
So again, anyway, if you decide that you want to take off from Amazon and go on a vacation, this is the part that we look at other game shows in different parts of the world that is not the United States. Chico, where are they going?
This week, we are going to New Zealand, where the chase is on.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And right now, you can save £50 per person. That's £200 off for a family of four.
That's right. The chase has dropped in New Zealand, where four episodes are planned, and one of them premiered this week. By the way, your chasers for New Zealand are from The Chase Australia, Issa Schultz, and from The Chase UK, Anne Hegarty. By the way, full disclosure, Anne Hegarty, friend of the site, friend of the show, friend of ours.
And friend of ours, which is
amazing. I literally just said that.
No, I'm just saying she is a friend of ours. We've had conversations with her, which is pretty amazing.
I've had quizzes with her.
Yes. I've also met Mark Labette too as well. So very, very nice guy before he lost all that weight, and he looked even better. Now, our final segment in the Brain Vision News is something we call the Media Pro Report. We've cleaned it up over the years. What we do here is that we're about to explain all the celebrity news we couldn't fit into this particular segment. So let's get some pros on, shall we?
I got pros in different area codes.
Area codes.
Pros.
Pro Report, guest judges have been announced for Canada's Drag Race Season 6. They are Paula Abdul, Carson Kresley, Hollywood Jade, Serene Fox, Alyssa Edwards, Isis Couture, and Erdem. Raven Simone wants to separate the art from the artist. Yes, it's about that guy. Teresa Nist and Gary Turner are still fighting. Zoran Mamdani, the mayor-elect of New York City, is apparently a big Love Island fan. Snoop Dogg's New Year's Eve live special has been scrapped due to another NBC obligation, the Winter Olympics.
The Olympics, right?
Yep.
And that's right. Yeah, he's going to be a special correspondent. He's going to be very high up in the mountains.
Yeah, and also something about climbing.
Yes, exactly. Skiing, too.
Jimmy Fallon has been named Sexiest Game Show Host Alive in a world where, insert the name of your favorite game show host, continues to exist. Jimmy Kimmel holds a food drive for millions of Americans affected by snap cuts. Bree Teasy is involved in a lawsuit alleging harassment and emotional distress. Maggie Sajak sneaks onto the set of Days of Our Lives
for a contest, which they're giving away this week. Aren't they both Sony properties? I believe
they are both indeed Sony properties. Yes.
I will also add on John Cena's retirement match is about 5 weeks away, and they're starting to do a tournament to see who is the final opponent.
Yep, and Alan Cummings shoots a special for Montreal's Just for Laughs Festival. Is it going to stream anywhere? We will let you know. But none of those are your pro of the week, and this is a big one. Don't call it a comeback, because in a way, he never left. On Tuesday, November 11th,
Tom Bergeron returns to Dancing with the Stars, not as a contestant, not as a host. He is a guest judge.
Because it's the legit 20th anniversary of the show, if I'm not mistaken. Right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And he says it feels really good. I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, time heals all wounds, right?
Time is the greatest healer of wounds, Jay.
Time heals all wounds a lot quicker when there's a nice, big, juicy green paycheck involved.
I was going to get there, damn it. You yep. got in my way.
Yep. Let's just say...
By the way, I would like to add for co-media pro, Mr. Beast.
Oh, really? What is he up to?
He is up to creating a new amusement park in the Middle East. I believe Dubai specific. I'm sorry, wrong. Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
And he also stated that Beast Games, you know, in a little bit of a tour, I read on the social media that Beast Games 2 is finished, and they're now waiting for a drop date.
So they're pretty much waiting for Amazon to say, okay, this is where we're going to go.
Yeah, release the trailer. Yes.
Yeah, and interesting quote from Jimmy Donaldson, a.k.a. Mr. Beast. The middle of the world is where I wanted to put this sick because a majority of my audience is outside America and we have a big Middle Eastern fan base. So we wanted to give them a chance to participate, quote unquote. It's interesting, but it makes a lot of sense.
It does. It does. That's, well, I mean, put it to you this way, and again, serious business here. And in a co-branding with another one of our podcasts on our network, the North American Wrestling Connection, the WWE and TKO have been paid $250 million by the Saudi Arabian government to promote WrestleMania in 2027 and the Royal Rumble in 2026. There is a lot of money in the Middle East right now. A lot.
Indeed, they're swimming in it.
And those are your pros.
And that is Brain Vision. Jason, if you would, please.
Okay, so to explain, right now I'm sitting in this chopper here, and I need to hit this button. Oh, the red one, right? Okay, good. I had the right one. Okay. So in Act 3, which is our game segment, in this week we're going to have some fun with Heads on Sticks. It means we're going to get a little acting on. We're doing a little role play, and we'll be right back. Here on 5-1, this is We Love to Interrupt. That was Brain Vision News.
Brain Vision News has been sponsored and brought to you by Trivia Caffeine. When you want to have the excitement of Trivia Crack without the jitters. That is Trivia Caffeine.
Very good.
Also quite legal, by the way.
It is, and you don't get that, addiction feeling, even though it's a very addicting game. That is Trivia Caffeine coming in November 8th.
Insert coffee brand here, or energy drink or something to that effect. Now, in this segment here, we usually put in a game segment. For those listeners who know, we have games like Push or Flush, which is our prediction show, Atonement, Ask Dr. Chico, Gordon, or Jason, and some other games here, but one of our games here that we love to do is called Role Play. Role Play is when we are given situations within the game show world and we act it out. I'm assuming, Chico, you have one for somebody?
I do have one for somebody. I have one for you, Jason Block.
Oh, okay. What do we got?
All right, Jason, put your game face on, all right?
All right.
You are Tom Bergeron. You're a Your attorney.
A very handsome old gentleman. Right. Go ahead.
Yes. And you're also Tom Bergeron. You're returning to Dancing with the Stars after 6 years to celebrate the 20th anniversary. Given all the drama behind your exit, what are you feeling?
Well, I'm very happy that they've actually, they're respecting my legacy, that they're giving me a spot on the judges panel, which is something I've always wanted to do. The check cleared. You know, it's good. You know, a green paper salve is always helpful as long as it clears. And I'm there for just one time. I don't have to deal with all the drama anymore. I'm good. I'm just hanging in my Hollywood home. And I get to visit. I get to visit. I get to hang out for a couple of days. And I'll be there one night on ABC and Disney Plus, and then I'll go home with a couple thousand dollars in my pocket, probably more.
All right. That sounds good. That's a very human answer.
But all seriousness, what do you think Bergeron is feeling since we're going into that?
I think he's feeling a lot of gratitude for all the time he spent on the show. I think he's feeling like a big part of his legacy is the show, and a big part of the show is his legacy. So I'm very happy for him. I can't wait to see him.
Indeed. Who's next?
Hi, Chico.
Hi, Gordon.
How are you?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Oh, I am doing just fine.
I find
you
that hard to believe.
Are. Well, it'll be good until there. I'm actually going to save the nasty one for Mr. Block.
Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
But Chico, you are the logo on Trivia Crack.
Oh, I am. I believe his name is Willie, but go on.
You are slick Willie style. You're going to have $1,000. I'm sorry. You're going to have 1,000 guests with around half of that money, $500 to give out to. Yeah, I want it to be big money. It's not. But you're going to be giving out all this money. And what's your thoughts on this? Because now you're the only game in town for now.
Oh, man. I can't wait to have the Trivia Crack live show. It is going to be amazing. $1,000 with all of my friends who are playing for all of this money. It's going to be absolutely astonishing. There's just one problem. I'm afraid Marcus Bailey's going to step on me.
He's in Norway. Where are you located?
Argentina.
Aha! You think he'll take a plane 6,000 miles just to stomp you?
No, but the fear is always there because he's tall and I'm not.
I heard some guy named Rogowski is online one rating to chat with you, by the way.
He's scary, too.
What about some funny guy named Matt online, too?
He doesn't scare me that much.
Just do yourself a favor, Willie. Get some sleep and get ready for Sunday.
I can totally do that, Jason. I hope to see you there.
That's good. Hey, Gordon, I got one for you. Okay?
I'm sure you do.
Okay. You are... I just have to get the name of this right, because it's called, I think it's called The Great Big Game Show. Okay. You are the Great Big Game Show, which is opening up next month here in New York. Okay.
Not to be confused with the Big Beautiful Game. Not to be confused with the Big Beautiful Game Show.
Oh, this is called The Great Big Game Show, and it's starting December 3rd. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, are you excited to finally be in the New York area and, you know, you've made it to Jersey. Are you excited to be in New York?
Well, you know, most people, if they've been to Jersey or other parts of the world, have already seen this. So you can play all sorts of different games on there, such as equivalent clones to Minute to Win It, and obviously Jeopardy, and obviously Wheel of Fortune. But I'm sort of feeling a little bit trigger shy because, you know, yes, it's great to be in New York, but I'm seeing all these clones that are out there and these different groups that are there that have also done this. Like Bam Kazam, for argument's sake, which is also in the American Dream Complex. And they have done their own versions of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, as well as a lot of other rooms. So I'm feeling good about myself. I think it's really going to be cool, but I'm still a little bit nervous, and my ego's, you know, a little bit funky right now, so maybe I need a hug, just like some guy named Gordon got a hug earlier from Chico, and some other guy, Jason, when all his Republican nominations went down in flames and got beaten like a dirty rug.
Whoa, this is not a political podcast.
No, but we do talk about real life sometimes. We just to let you know, there are
I didn't say it was political. I just said Jason may need a hug.
I do mean it may be a hug. And by the way, just to let you know, for in real life though, that it is called the Great Big Game Show. It comes out December 3rd. We hope Gordon and I have to actually coordinate on a letter to spend them because we definitely want to cover that. And there's also another game like that in New York called the I believe it's called the Land of a Thousand Boxes, which I think you did, Gordon, once.
I cannot recommend this enough. Land of a Thousand Boxes is a fantastic show. If you have any chance to do it, go do it. It combines all sorts of different trivia and different trivia mediums. Bam Kazam, if you can do that, that is also fun, and it looks at things in a much different way. So the part trivia, part escape room, all fun. All these clones that are coming out there are all take this in a different spin. Obviously, if you can do a big game show also in New York, it is taken directly off the New Jersey model, and that is also a lot of fun if you've done the one in Jersey. So if you have the end of the spin, those...
I was about to say, Gordon,
this could be game. Jay.
It's a big trend. This is a big trend. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Gordon. I apologize for that. But it is a big trend.
It is a big trend, and it's fun. If you've got extra disposable money and you're looking for something to do for Thanksgiving and the winter holidays, you definitely cannot go wrong with almost all of these things. These are a lot of fun. Chico, I think you got something for Jay.
I do have something for Jay.
Again? I thought you were supposed to give something to Jay.
I don't have something for Jay. I already talked to Jay. I'm about to talk to you, Gordon. Can I talk to you, Gordon?
Oh, okay. Lay it on me.
Gordon, you are the race game. You have...
Ooh.
Yeah. You're one of the... Well, not one of the OGs, but you're one of the classics. You have a new musical bed. You're a classic game with a new musical bed. The game itself still hits. But how do you feel about the new music? Does it feel like it hits different?
Well, you do know that I did give out four cars once upon a time, right?
I know you gave out four cars. You gave out four trips. Once upon a time, there was a moment in time where you were giving tickets to the Raiders, the Lakers, the Dodgers.
That's right.
And the Kings.
Yeah, which was sad, but okay. Well, actually, it was part of it was once was the Kings and once was the Lakers as well. So, but yeah, I'm feeling pretty groovy about this. I like this. It almost makes me feel, you know, when people say, well, you know, I'm going to do something better for myself. It's New Year's resolution. In this case, it's new season resolution. I'm feeling pretty cool, and I can go chat with that big lion over there because I know he's not going to eat me. Pause. But there's a lion out there. There's some really cool new cats that are out there, lion included, pun intended. So, yeah, I think it's pretty cool. And I was hoping for maybe a little bit more of a speed racer motif, but that's okay. This one I like. There's always going to be people that don't like it. There's always going to be people that just want the classics. But that's fine. I like what I like. I got what I got. And I'm going to go buy some catnip. I'll be back later.
Okay, cool.
Chico, I have one for you.
All right.
And this one's going to hit you right in the Tar Heels, okay? You are the state of North Carolina. Tar Heel in the house.
Tar Heel in the house.
Okay. You're still on the floor. right now.
Stall the floor.
Still okay. Tell me why you're going to win, why the state of North Carolina is going to win the floor this year.
Research triangle in the house. Smartest people in America. Smartest engineers outside of Silicon Valley. And we all know California's overrated. Everybody loves the research triangle. We got some of the best universities, some of the brightest minds outside of D.C. Raleigh, Cary, Chapel Hill, Durham, I see you. So, yeah.
Okay.
We're
Do they have good football teams?
They're mid. Our football teams are mid.
No. North Carolina has a fantastic football team. As a matter of fact, if the playoffs started, there would be a football team from North Carolina that would be in the playoffs. The only problem that Chico has is it's not the one from the University of North Carolina. Go Duke!
Hey, wait. I'm getting a note here. Duke is not in the CFP listing this week.
But they will be after they clean out the rest of their schedule.
Whatever you say, Jan.
Okay. Finally, I'm afraid to ask Gordon, what do you got for me?
I will start by saying the views and opinions of certain people on WLTI does not match the full opinions of anybody else on WLTI, including Chico, Jay, myself, or anybody else. This is for fun. Hi, Jason Elliott. Please don't sue us.
Right.
Jay, you're Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. Right.
Now, we're not going to talk about the election because you don't want to. And because this is not a political show. So we won't discuss that. However, Donald Trump has had a huge history of game shows.
Correct. Yes, at least two that I can think of.
I can think of more than that, but at least two. And one from Atlantic City where they hosted a game show called Trump Card.
Well, yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. And of course, The Apprentice.
So here's the question. Because it could be good for the economy, do you do another season of The Apprentice? And if so, who's the guy that's the man or the woman?
Of course I do The Apprentice because we all know that it was the greatest reality show of all time. Yes, it launched 1,000 careers. Look, Omarosa's been on every reality show known to man. I have made careers out of all these people, but if I'm going to get, somebody who should run The Apprentice, it's Elon Musk. Come on, man. He's the greatest businessman in the history of businessmen. He shoots rockets into space, sells electric cars. Nothing can go wrong with his business. So he's the guy who I'm going to make there. I'm going to sit to the right of him and tell him what to do. Like I've been doing for the last 3 years.
The trillion-dollar man, that is, right?
That is, the trillion-dollar man, exactly. Yes.
Yes, but I am the trillion-dollar man. Yes, I am the trillion-dollar man. Tesla just gave me $1 trillion, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to shoot this teddy bear into Mars. It's a teddy bear filled with a bunch of candy.
All joking aside, and
I was thinking more the teddy bear needs to go into Uranus than Mars, but yeah, keep going.
But all joking aside, serious business. Let's talk serious business. Would an apprentice-like show survive post-Trump? Let's have a serious discussion about this for about a minute or two.
I think if you had the right person on there, it would get huge, and I mean huge, ratings. And the person that I can think of would be none other than one Jeff Bezos. If you did The Apprentice starring Jeff Bezos, that would get numbers. Or even, you know what? I'll take the low-hanging fruit. Apprentice Elon Musk.
Well, which I just said, right?
We are living in a world where Mark Zuckerberg exists, need I remind you?
Apprentice Mark Zuckerberg. That would hit, too.
It would be, and also The Apprentice, the person should be somebody young, under 50, okay? Not Trump, okay? Or not an older businessman like a Buffett or all that stuff, okay? Because the business cycle has changed since The Apprentice was on. Now, The Apprentice was on almost 25 years ago, right?
Yeah.
I believe now?
Yeah, but what made The Apprentice The Apprentice was Trump was one of those people who was so, A, charismatic, obviously, but B, he there was so much attention around him. Like when they did Martha Stewart and then Arnold Schwarzenegger, you didn't have that same buzz. You need someone with buzz, a.k.a. Elon or Jeff or any of those people up there. And especially somebody that could definitely use some image repair.
Well, let me ask you something. Is there a female or an African-American businesswoman that would be good that we could think of? I'm just trying to think.
Oh, I can figure somebody right off the bat.
Who?
Oprah? That would actually, I can think of a couple of people right off the bat. But let's go over, if we're going to stay in the game show world, let's go over to some guy, funny you should ask, that may hold,
Allen, right?
I don't know, a couple of, yes. And for a female, what about Michelle Obama?
Oh, that'd be interesting. That would be definitely, that
or
would
Oprah,
definitely
for that matter. I don't know if Oprah's got that sort of mystique that she used to have, but I would watch Michelle Obama.
I don't think she has the mystique. I don't think she has the mystique anymore, but it is a very interesting possibility. So I'm going to put the heads on sticks back in the trunk. But right now we're going to come up with our final segment of the show, which is called the speed round, which is where we predict what's going to happen next week on the show, on the shows that we watch. And we'll do that right after this. Here on 5 and 1, this is We Love to Interrupt. We will be right back one more time.
Hello, my name is Marvin. Now, originally, we're going to come from Mars and attack Earth and maybe invade. But after seeing who you have elected up there, that's too scary for us. We're going to go back to Mars and find someone where I can pick a bag and small George, and then maybe with my Immunium 23236 Space Module Eater, go find some silly bunny and maybe Duck Dodgers. You can have Earth. It's all yours. We'll speak to you later. Catch you never. Love you. Bye-bye. Come here, Doc.
Oh, my goodness gracious. What have we devolved into?
I'll tell you what we've evolved into, and we're going to start a speed round, and we're going to do it right now. Let's start with Survivor. Who is next on the eliminate? Who is going to be snuffed out next?
I think MC may be going the way of MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC played her hands a little too early, I think.
MC also did, by the way. Do not be surprised if Steven goes too, but MC, by playing her idol, showed her fear, and you can't do that. Not at all.
Yeah, I think you'll get rid of Steven when his vote is no longer valuable. They still need Steven a lot, and they need to, quote-unquote, pagong the other tribe. MC and Savannah right now are your two likely suspects.
Okay, moving over to Big Brother.
No, we can't Tucker move to Big Brother.
I mean, sorry, Big Brother Amazing Race. How's that?
There you go.
Okay, Tucker
good
and
save,
Eric.
Jay. Good save.
You know what? That's why they pay me the big bucks. Nothing. Anyway, Tucker and Eric have won four straight legs in a row. Do they make it five?
I think they do. I think Tucker and Eric are right now the team to beat.
And dude, and
I
by
think
the way,
they'll be fine until we see another U-turn, and then they will be on one of the sides of it.
Mm-hmm. And are Izzy and Paige in trouble, or is it Jack and Kelsey in trouble, or is it somebody else?
I think it's Jack and Chelsea. I still think it's Jack and Chelsea who are the low hanging on the total pole.
I'm
going
to go on a limb and say somebody else.
Okay.
All right, Jeopardy. So, does Allegra win three tomorrow?
I think she wins three. I think she gets to four before we get someone. I'm not sure if she's TOC worthy, but she's good so far.
I'm going to say she makes a TOC, but I think next week we're talking about a different champion.
I think so,
I agree with that, too.
Dancing with the Stars. Andy is, again, you discount Andy's ability at your own peril, but he's constantly the low man on the lineup. Is he in trouble this week?
No. Oh, no. He's got at least two or three more before, you know, where it finally gets to him. Because remember, he's the one, you know, the so bad he's good team. Remember, you know, we always have that?
Uh-huh.
He's hit.
All right.
Right now.
Do we have any mail in the box?
I'm asking you. You have it.
That would be a no. But if you want to send us some, our address is WLTI@GameshowNewsNet.com, or you can follow us on all social media at GameshowNewsNet. I am at Dino R. Alexander.
I am at Beat the Block with the number 2 at the end.
And I am GSNN Haterade.
And of course, the network is at 5&1Net. That's the number 5, ANDONENET, where we talk about anything and everything going on network-wide, including... as bad as last week was in the National Football League, this week was pretty darn good. And it only
it was. I mean, this is a show called the BS Big Show. This is our football podcast, where our good friends Ian McClinn, myself, Chico Alexander, and sometimes VRM, we discuss both regular and fantasy football, the news and reviews of the week. We're going to talk about we talked about week 9 and our mid-season awards, and the MVP race is wide open. And we'll be talking about this week, which started with an absolutely craptacular game where the Broncos beat the Raiders 10-7. That's 3 hours of our lives we'll never get back. Anyway, over at the NAWC, the North American Wrestling Connection, our pro wrestling podcast, we talk about all the news and all the different wrestling federations. We are going to be talking specifically about heading towards the Last Time Is Now tournament, determining who John Cena's last opponent is going to be in DC on December 13th. We've got Survivor Series building, which is going to be in San Diego 3 weeks from Saturday. And we're also going to talk about TNA, AEW, New Japan as we head towards 8 weeks from now, the Nikki Awards, which is the best and worst of everything in the wrestling. And Chico, talk about our year-end awards in about, 7 weeks from now. What's that?
Well, we've got two special year-end shows coming up at the end of December. The first is the top 10 stories of 2025. All of the stories that made news in 2025 that were... Some were game show related, but some went beyond game shows, and we're going to talk about the 10 biggest stories on 1 week. And then at the end of the year, we're going to take the best and worst of everything from 2025 and put it all in one gigantic package for you to enjoy. That is something to look forward to here on the World's Strongest Game Show podcast. But in the meantime, hey, Gordon. What's going on in the UBA?
Well, shockwaves felt around the world. Doug Perron is no longer your Northeast Heavyweight Champion. That now goes to Aaron Williams. And a lot of shockwaves and a lot of things going on based on that. So we're talking about that. The UBA's new partnership, they've got a bunch. So we're going to talk about that, their new website, the new redesign of UBA Today, by the way, ubatoday.tv.
Oh, it's not
ubatoday.info?
I'm sorry, it's ubatoday.tv and ubatoday.info, as well as ubatv.tv.
Okay. So,
So we got a lot of new stuff going on. It's fun. Come join us.
Alrighty then. And we also do a show called It Was a Thing on TV. That is the bad, the short-lived, the forgotten, and indeed the forgettable of television history. That includes a look at television-adjacent properties like TV Guide's 50 Worst Shows of All Time. And for our latest episode, Greg Diener, Mike Klaus, and myself have rearranged the shows and have decided that some shows don't warrant a place on that list anymore. And some shows that have since been released do. And we're going to talk about it all on It Was a Thing on TV Presents 50 Worst Shows of All Time List Part 2. It's online right now at itwasathingontv.com. So next week, more Jeopardy, more Floor, more Price is Right, more Amazing Race, more Survivor, and we review Sweet Empire Winter Wars. Is it something that should have stayed under the radar, or will you cozy up to it like a cup of warm cider? We will talk about it next time. But until then, my friends, for Gordon Pepper, Jason Block, and everybody at 5 and 1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And spread the love.
Good night.
This program.